Sultan Walat. Konya, September 1248. Beggars, drunks, prostitutes, orphans, and thieves. He distributes all his gold and silver to criminals. Since that awful night, my father has never been the same. Everyone says he has lost his mind to grief. When asked what he is doing, he tells the story of Imra'ul Qais, the king of Arabs, who was very well liked, notoriously rich and handsome, but one day, unexpectedly, walked out of his perfect life. Qais put on dervish robes, gave up all his wealth, and from then on wandered from one landscape to another. This is what losing your beloved does to you, my father says. It dissolves your king self into dust and brings out your dervish self. Now that Shams is gone forever, I am gone too. I am not a scholar or a preacher anymore. I am the embodiment of nothingness. Here is my fana, herein my baka. The other day a ginger-haired merchant who looked like the worst liar on earth knocked on our door. He said he had known Shams of Tabriz way back from his years in Baghdad. Then, dropping his voice to a confidential whisper, he swore that Shams was alive and well, hiding and meditating in an ashram in India, waiting for the appropriate time to emerge. As he said all this, there wasn't a trace of honesty on his face. But my father got delirious. He asked the man what he wanted in return for this wonderful news. Without the least bit of shame, the merchant said that as a young boy he had always wanted to become a dervish, but since life had taken him in another direction, he would at least love to have the kaftan of a scholar as famous as Rumi. Upon hearing this, my father took out his velvet kaftan and handed it to him, just like that. But, father, why did you give your precious kaftan to that man when you knew so well that he was lying? I inquired as soon as the man was gone. And this is what my father said. You think a kaftan is too high a price to pay for his lie? But, my dear son, imagine if he were telling the truth. If Shams were really alive, I would have given my life.